Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris, and today we're going to be talking about the benefits of Meekin's Hinsen Immunity, which is 14 different mushrooms that are natural and organic. And I'm going to have a special guest speaker sharing her information and insights and observations and ahas, Barbara Bertuzzi, also here from St. Petersburg. So let me just share some of the great information that Joanne Sapanzia has gathered on the Meekin Immunity and her Meekin Nutritional Guide. This product is so amazing. And actually, Roger Drummer, Dr. Roger Drummer, he holds a patent on many of how the medicinal mushrooms are actually grown and harvested. And we're lucky to have him as one of our amazing corporate speakers. But the Hinsen Immunity is the only immune system supplement with a blend of 14 optimized mushroom species. Hinsen Immunity is the most potent immune support formula available in the world. Its actions contribute to prevention of disease, recovery from disease, recovery from Western treatment of disease, such as side effects of chemotherapy and radiation. A whole food product containing 14 varieties of medicinal mushrooms, including rare species and 6 strains that are unique to Meekin. The species are Cordyceps, Argicus, Maitake, Reishi, Tremulus, Shiitake, Terpium, Tremula, Selenius, and I have to say I don't really speak mushroom, Thorotus, Oyster, Chaga, Lepitote, and Enoki. This product is the only source of the Lepara mushroom in the world. Includes strains from the deserts of Nigeria, the high elevations of the Himalayas in Tibet and Nepal, and the southern highlands of Brazil. Each strain supports a different aspect of the immune system. Actions include enhanced immune function, cardiovascular health, libido, organ and pulmonary function, and stress management, as well as antiviral, anti-tumor, and anti-inflammatory properties. Each mushroom strain is grown organically in its own proprietary grain-based substrate growing material. These substrates were developed after 4 years of research. The composition of the substrate is individualized to produce optimal levels of active medicinal compounds in each mushroom. For example, Cordyceps requires a substrate with 30 to 40% essential fatty acids to produce the most potent beta-glucan activity. Other mushroom products on the market are grown in a brown rice substrate that doesn't provide optimal conditions for all mushrooms. Produces alpha and beta glucans, which enable the body to produce elevated levels of immune system responses, T-cell, natural killer cells, cytokines, etc., to fend off foreign invaders and counteract premature aging. Can be taken all the time because it modulates all aspects of the immune system. Puts it back in balance. This makes it superior to medicinal type herbs like echinacea and golden seal that work only on one aspect of the immune system and should not be taken daily. Maintenance dose for a healthy person is 2 capsules a day. At the onset of a cold, flu, or other illness, the daily dose can be increased up to 2 capsules 3 times a day. Individuals with immune system disorders, arthritis, lupus, cancer, MS, fibromyalgia, etc., should take 6 or more capsules per day on a regular basis. Individuals should also increase their daily dose when flying or when exposed to viruses, flu, and etc. It's most effective when taken on an empty stomach and with additional vitamin C, potentiates or enhances the beta-glucan activity in the body. Is safe for infants or children, can mix contents of capsules into a small amount of applesauce or other food. Contraindications. Individuals with autoimmune diseases should not take Hinsen Immunity during the inflammatory stage of an autoimmune flare-up. Wait until remission is achieved, then begin using the product. Immunosuppressed individuals, such as organ transplant patients, should not take this product without consulting their physician. So that's what she has to say about it. And I was also been informed that in Japan, if somebody is diagnosed with cancer and their doctor does not put them on mushroom therapy, it's malpractice. That's how important mushroom therapy is in the Asian communities. Let's see, another part I have here, hence an immunity formulated for immune system support, 14 mushroom blend, natural and organic. Kenzen Immunity supports the body's natural defenses with Kenzen Immunity. It includes rare mushroom varieties and strains developed exclusively from Meakin. They're carefully cultivated under precise laboratory conditions to supplement, balance, and support the immune function. Together, ingredients in Kenzen Immunity provide a full spectrum of organically grown, specifically optimized mushroom compounds for immune support. Why would you drink acid coffee with only one mushroom in it? When for less price, you can have 14 proprietary mushrooms blend to boost your immune system. Okay, does that make sense? Why would you drink acid coffee with only one mushroom in it? Anyway, certified organic Kenzen Immunity by Nikan is a new proprietary blend of 14 mushroom species that are organically obtained and prepared exclusively for Nikan. It's certified kosher, organic, and vegan. And actually, in the back of this, Joanne Stephenson, she's talking about the specific products there that are in the specific mushrooms. Proprietary blend. So cordyceps, the function is for the immune system support. Erythroblastia inhibits cancer growth. Maitake increases beta-glucans. The reishi mushroom detoxifies body and regenerates the liver. Shramitz, anti-cancer. Shiitake, antiviral and anti-tumor. Hiracum, nerve growth stimulator. Tremola, anti-tumor and antibody, body tonic. Felinus, anti-tumor. Clarotus, anti-tumor. Oyster, blood building and cholesterol lowering. Chaga, immune system modulator. Lipota, immune system support. Anati, once again, anti-tumor. So that's just amazing when you're, you know, like the testimony that I was reading last week about the all the tumors in the lungs that were from cancer, and how they had this gentleman on 17 immunity a day with a low dose, about 1,000 milligram of vitamin C, also spread out through the day. And based on that information, Barbara Bertucci spoke to them to get more information as she was going through her breast cancer episode. And now she's a breast cancer thriver, which means she thrived if the cancer didn't. So Barbara, can you just share a little bit of your journey and what you utilize to really help get your body in optimum health? Because I have never met anybody that was as disciplined with your diet and your health and overcoming that challenge. I've never met anybody so disciplined. So it was simply amazing. And wow, I mean, she was eating nothing. Nothing interesting.
Well, I chose to go on a diet, a cancer-free diet, which was similar to macrobiotic of some sort, but actually even stricter than that. But to go on with the mushrooms, because you hear so much about mushrooms, I do want to underline that if you decide to eat them yourself, just go find these mushrooms and eat them, the best way to absorb any of it is to, or to have any medicinal benefit whatsoever via Roger Drummer, is to blanch them. You've got to cook them a bit. And it sets in something. It's into the healing properties. So if you, the spinach, the raw spinach with the mushrooms is a no on your salad regime, but having it with taking your spinach, cooking it, and having your mushrooms in it is a go. So I just want to underline that. And then I want to underline that these are foodlets, so they're the whole food. I just like to make up words. So it's all together, everything that you need to absorb it. When you are in a challenge state, you're going to need a lot more. there was a time when I first, through the breast cancer protocol, you know, you get a lump at, you get a biopsy, then you have a lumpectomy. Well, after the lumpectomy, I got all good news. And so they didn't put the port in, and they didn't do this stuff, and then all of a sudden I went back to the doctor. I guess it was eight, a week, I don't know how many days later. I go back to the doctor, and they're like, whoops, we missed it in your lymph nodes. So they gave me another site, made me a number 2 instead of a 1, and that's the cancer measurement. And then they said, you know, we also missed it in the lumpectomy. We missed the top, the back, and the side. So 3 margins of my, for lack of a better word, tumor or, you know, area of the breast was not clear. So that's when I started taking 15 immunity a day. I went and I started 5, 5, and 5, best on an empty, it's not best on an empty stomach. I say it's best on an empty stomach because it is food, it is good for you, and I wanted the body to do what it needed to do just with that. I didn't want to confuse the issue in any way. So I did that, and I did that for a good bit. And Nikan sells them 3 in a pack. Didn't matter if it was on auto ship or not. It was the same great discount price. And that's what I did. And by the time I went in, I chose to have, and I like to underline, it's called a skin-sparing mastectomy with reconstruction right away, because they will do that and save your skin and help you out, and you won't look so beat up. And when I had my surgeries and I came out, I just had squamous cells, which is just abnormal cells. I didn't have any more cancer. So I then opted not to do the radiation and the chemo that they were asking me or looking at me doing. And I actually kept open to it, but I wanted to finish all my surgeries before I did that. So if they know of anybody and they are looking at any of this, if they do want reconstruction, they really can't do radiation right away because radiation really does change the elasticity of the skin. And it's harder on the body. The body can't heal as well. So, but with the mushrooms, and to this day, I take 1 at night, but that's because we have the Siaga and the other stuff. When I didn't have all those other wonderful immune systems, I would still take 3 a day. I take 1 in the day and 2 in the evening. And now I do put them in with my other vitamins and supplements, because I don't think it matters. I just wanted it to be even more effective. And I believe you shared Marcy's story last Sunday, and that's where I got taking the mega doses of it, because it is a tumor of some sort. It is a growth, and if we can stop the growth, there's 2 things that stop, well, there might be 3 things that feed cancer. But 1 we know is acidity, and 2 is sugar, which turns into acidity, and then this mushroom takes it away. So if I reduce, which I did, I didn't have sugar for a long time. Are y'all still on there? Did I lose you guys?
Oh, you're still talking.
On. Okay. I just want to make sure all of a sudden.
Beauty of music.
Yeah, no, that's good. I just wanted to make sure I was still on. And so the mushrooms, I upped to fight that, but at the same time, I didn't want to feed it. So if you have anybody that's in the cancer realm, you don't want to feed the cancer with sugar. And sugar means fruit, all the different oatmeal, things that you think are really good for you. Although I did do a rice diet. And my rice diet is brown rice based on the people that survived Hiroshima, with lots of sea vegetables.
And if you're on a speaker, please mute your phone so we don't have the feedback. Thank you.
Yeah. So I had coaching on that. I also, you may hear about Asiac tea, and Asiac tea is what they do up in Canada, and they make a blend of tea. Well, I blended my own tea, about 14 different tinctures in there. Actually, not tincture, it was actually leaves and nuts and things, and I soaked it overnight. Then I brought it to boil in the morning, and then I steeped that all day long, and I reduced my water intake. And that was my cancer-free diet protocol. Obviously, there was more to the diet part. A lot of brown rice and miso soup. And I actually reduced my protein, so it couldn't feed off of anything. The protein I had was I soaked azuki beans, brought them to boil, and made my soup with the azuki bean juice. And that was the only protein I had. So that was a pretty rigorous diet. I lost about another 20 pounds. I was thin, but I was healthy. I was very healthy and vibrant, and I was not feeding the cancer cell. And that's what the nutritionist, naturopath, was coaching me in doing. I'm more vibrant and healthier than I've ever been, like Linda says. And I do eat sugar. I just got back from a cruise, and I had the cheesecake. I had the chocolate, whatever those cakes are. and I had a little bit of bread with that. Because they brought me the gluten-free bread basket to my table every night. I'm like, wait! But I've been, like I said, my margins have been clear. I've been healthy. And I just continue on that. Prior to the cancer, I had the bad back, so I don't do as much of the acidic. I'm just more conscientious of the acidity in my body. So, for sure, if I'm going to have tomatoes or tomato sauce, I actually put that in my sugar realm, even though there's not much sugar in it, there's some, and then I don't have the sweet with it. If you have the real high acid dinner and then the sugar, you can throw your body into any of us that hurt, a pretty big, challenge, a challenging couple of days just to get that out of your system. So, we love our water. The Pi water is, the waterfall is tremendous. Because I'm a wonderful Nikonite, I still have all the technologies. But if I use my under-the-counter system, I got to perk it. I got to optimize it. So I don't always do that. I just go straight to my waterfall because it's even better water than what we had produced before. So I love that. I love the freshness of it. And I know that it's helping me assimilate all the things that I'm taking. So there's a lot of people out there taking supplements and vitamins and such, but are you really getting the nutrients out of it?
Mm-hmm. And that's so when you were doing the mushrooms, you were also doing how much vitamin C a day? When you were taking, and how many were you taking a day?
I should underline? Yeah, and I was taking Greenzyme. I was, instead of, teaspoons, I was doing tablespoons four times a day. And sometimes I would just do a tablespoon and a half and just do it three times a day. I'm not one to continue to do things. I don't like to take things that many times a day because I forget when I did it and when I didn't. But so I just upped it and continued. And that fed me at a cellular level, those Greenzymes. And the alkalinity that goes with that is tremendous. So I also wanted to underline that I did that as well. I'm trying to think of the vitamin C. I think I had two different types of vitamin C, and I just had it twice a day. So I wasn't doing a mega dose of the vitamin C. If you do a mega dose of vitamin C, you'll end up with looser bowels. So you can kind of regulate.
So if you go that far, cut back a little.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah. I want to underline a little bit more, and also I know we have a mutual friend that she had, of course here in Florida, a lot of people end up with a little bit of skin cancer here and there, and after she had hers removed off of her face, she takes two immunity a day just to keep it away. So that's another thought. And here's a little information I just found from a lecture by Roger Drummer, one of the creators. And he says, I'll summarize a few of the best mushrooms that are easiest to find. Maitake, primarily used to rapidly boost T-cell production. It's one of the best for dramatically boosting your immune system's rapid response to immediate threats. It is currently being studied by the FDA as a future treatment for breast and prostate cancer. Now, I also remember how it really boosts, by boosting the T-cell count, and that's something else that individuals have with AIDS. And I remember now when that first audio cassette came out on immunity, how if you can boost your T-cell count, like, oh, I can't remember, like 200% in like 24 hours or something. So, you know, I think of people that are really having, that is really having immune system issues, how that can help them. Shiitake helps increase overall immunity and used to make a potent antiviral, anti-cancer drug called lenitin. It's great for nutritional deficiencies and detoxing the liver. Dried and powdered, it makes an excellent gravy as a replacement for meat. Wow, dried and powdered makes an excellent gravy as a replacement for meat. That's interesting. Reishi, one of my favorite herbs and also one that plays a major role in helping me get over chronic fatigue syndrome. It boosts immunity, improves circulation, improves liver function, maintains healthy respiratory function, and lifts your spirits. Reishi is often used as part of a cholesterol-lowering program as a potent adaptogen and stress reliever. Adaptogen is your body's ability to deal with environmental and physical or mental stress. Tremes, often called turkey tail, it can restore a weak immune system and is most often used as a cancer treatment. Clinical trials in Japan show it can triple survival rates for certain cancers, and that's why it is still the number one drug choice for cancer there. That's the Tremes, T-R-A-M-E-T-E-S. Cordyceps keeps your lungs, kidneys, and immune system functioning properly and is often used to fight fatigue, improve stamina, and endurance. This amazing tonic is a favorite for world-class athletes and those suffering from exercise-induced asthma. Wow, that's amazing. Tremola, a mushroom used in Israel to make a potent antiviral drug called Tremolin. It is used in Chinese medicine to treat lung infection and to restore proper moisture in the lungs after illness. I learned so much on these calls. Agaricus blasi, a potent immune booster originally from the forests of Brazil. Agaricus is used to fight stress, reduce cholesterol, increase circulation, and fight cancer. Clinics all over South America use this mushroom as a sole remedy for cancer. These are some of the most potent and most commonly found mushrooms that can have a pronounced effect on building immunity. All of these are unique in immunity and more. Health effects of mushrooms are well documented on PubMed. Deacons is a proprietary blend of 14 organically grown mushrooms, 6 of which are rare strains exclusive to Deacon, designed to fortify and invigorate the immune system for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Bio-directed immunity is not a medicine. It is a food. This is the only product of its kind in this country. And going more into that, because a lot of us have pets. We love our pets. And in the pet joint, Deacon has the Deacon immunity. So for our pets also, you know, you hear more and more about pets getting cancer. Well, the immunity mushroom blend is in the pet product. And it tastes good. Well, I haven't tried it myself, but it comes in a tablet. So, you know, for dogs, you can cut it in half. You can cut it in quarters. And I have an uncle that's very skeptical and resistant to try anything with Deacon for some reason. And my mom thought, he has a little chihuahua, and she was just having a really, or he, Buddy, was having a really hard time walking. So my mom bought my uncle a bottle of a pet joint. She's like, why don't you just try this? Give it to him as a treat, you know, do half of one a day. He's a little dog. And wouldn't you know it, in just a couple weeks, that little dog was no longer limping, and he was running around like a puppy. So, because it also has acetylmyristoliate complex. It's in our joint complex, but it's for pets. So it's the one thing. My uncle just ordered two more bottles, and now Buddy's only taking a quarter a day. So there's, what is there, 75, 45 in here. It's going to last that little dog a long time, but he does not want to run out. Well, I have a friend that has a cat that's having a thyroid issue. And I'm like, well, why don't you, I think you should try this. And her cats don't get wet food. They only get dry food. I'm like, well, grind it up in the mortar and pestle and sprinkle it on their dry food and just mix it in. And if they don't eat it at first, they will. When they get hungry enough, they'll start eating it. Well, she said they started gobbling it up immediately. And, you know, and I put it on my cat's food, and they were getting kind of bored with their food. And now that I'm putting that on there every day, they're gobbling up their entire wet food. So they're getting all the great benefits in there, too. So don't forget about the pets. Does anybody else on the call have anything that you would like to share about the benefits of?
Questions for Barbara?
Yeah, right here.
Barbara, how long ago did you battle your breast cancer?
Oh, I'm about 8.5 years. I'm close to 9.
So
9 years clear.
So we have more to offer now as far as immunity. If it was today, what would be your strategy today given what we have now?
That's a really good question, but let me underline something while I think of that, and then Linda can go off on what I'm talking about. Because we had a friend, Barbara Coates, who was given the you're not going to live more than 6 months. She had a very rare blood cancer. I'll try and see if I can think of the name, but it starts with an M. And she... So people that are doing chemo and cancer, you know, treatments, they're like, don't do any immunity. Don't, you know, because we're killing everything off. We don't want you feeding anything or having it grow, right? So what she did was, after she had her chemo, she waited 48 hours. There was another treatment that she waited 72, and I want to say that was the surgery. That was when they did the implant of the bone marrow, and they infused her because she was in a hospital and she couldn't. But the Greenzymes, she did mega doses of Greenzymes, and she lived another 8.5 years. And she had a very good life. And her son, she got to see him go off to college, and, you know, just some things that made a big difference when someone's diagnosed like that so early on. Linda, do you remember any else of her protocol?
Well, she had a whole wellness home. She had the sleep system, she had the air system, the water, the optimizer, which would now be the equivalent of the waterfall, the shower filter. She was taking everything. And she had everything to lose and everything to gain. And she gained 8 more years. Which is just amazing. So I don't remember. I know she was taking the mushroom therapy.
Well, I know you've always said that the, you know, the Greenzymes you could live on in your car. That in your, if you were in a snowstorm or something like that, you would jokingly say.
Well, the hurricane, a bottle of immunity in your waterfall, and your hurricane.
Your far infrared,
yeah,
blanket in case you got wet, or, you know, it would just keep you warm and put your energy back into yourself. But that Greenzyme is something else as well as the water.
Mm-hmm.
And having that water was tremendous. So I do know she did immunity. I just don't know how much.
And Charlie's on. Is Ramon on with you?
This is a wonderful mute button.
Tori has to get off mute. No, she's not.
Okay, well, you actually had cancer in your family, and I remember when Ramon was going through chemo, and her hair kept trying to fall out, but it kept growing back right away, which amazed her doctors. Do you mind sharing a little bit of what she was doing?
Yeah, she was, let's see.
And just to remind y'all, we're not making medical claims. These are just personal experiences.
Yeah. Ramon was taking the immunity, she was taking the Greenzymes, she was taking the
Yaga, I remember that.
Oh yes, yes, she was taking the Siaga too. And yeah, she was first place she was taking the immunity. She really loaded up on the immunity. I remember that was the very first thing that she was doing. So she started doing all of that.
Then, now, when she was actually having the chemo treatment, was it like 24 or 36 hours, 48 hours that she wasn't
supposed to do anything too healthy?
She
had, yes, she had to respect the protocol. What she did was she told her doctor that I am rebuilding my immune system. So this is what I'm taking. So the doctor says, well, I can't help you at all. So he says, you have to go see the chemist or the pharmacist that's preparing the cocktail for you. And he will, or she at that time, will look at all of the things and they'll tell you whether there's anything that you're taking that will adversely affect what you're doing. So she went to the chemist and opened up the big book and went through all of that. And they said, there's nothing in there that will adversely affect who you can be. Continue taking everything that you're taking. So, yeah, it was a Siaga, Green Science, Immunity, her vitamins, and what else were you taking?
I just want to underline while he's with that, because I have someone else going through the same thing, and what she was able to do is go in with her bottles and go, but it's just food. It's just mushrooms. It's just baby barley grass, and it's just fruit and vegetables. Would any of that be a contraindication to what I'm doing? And he said no. So it's not like you need to go find your chemist. I mean, that was awesome that they were able to do that for her and get that specifically answered. But the fact that you can read everything on the label, you know, pretty much, and the one word or two that we don't know, we can get to. But that's how we've been able to get around that, is calling it food. And a lot of people have issues trying to eat after chemo, or the nausea, and the Greenzymes help put that nausea to at bay, and they feel better, and they have more energy and stamina. So now you can finish, Charlie.
Yeah, and Barbara's worked with a lot of people going through cancer since then, and I remember a statistic, oh, it had to be 15 years ago, that 30% of cancer patients die of malnutrition and not other disease. 30% die of malnutrition and not other disease. So it really is important when you're not needing to have that chemo doing its job. When it's gone in, it's done its job, now you build up your immune system in between. So you need to find out how long that is, 24, 36, 48 hours, whatever it might be. And then go back in and build it up with real food, you know. So that's just another important
thing. Ramona's back from the restroom now, so if you want to ask her any questions, she's here.
Well, Ramona, we're speaking about the immunity product today, and Barbara was sharing her story and what she did to get better, and Charlie was sharing a little bit about what you did, and do you want to just share how happy your doctors were with your progress as you were recovering from
my doctors were amazed how well I was doing. From, you know, month to month, they couldn't believe how well I was doing, but didn't ask too many questions about what I was doing, but feeling this great. But
and so what was your daily regime, like with immunity and Siaga, Greenzymes? Do you remember?
The first thing I would take Greenzymes, make sure that I always call it on the negative, like, you know, make sure that I was alkaline. That was the big thing. and then I had Tiaga, and get the vitamins, the women's vitamins, and...
Were you taking lactoferrin?
Very much so, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember loading up on the mushrooms really crazy.
So how many of those did you do?
At first, I was doing about 4, 6 a day.
12 a day.
And then I'd go up to 12 a day. It was almost like testing my body, but I wasn't testing. I just opened the bottle, and as many as would come out, 6 or 8, I would take those. It was like the sign for me, this is what I need to take.
Now, was there a time when you didn't do something, like, let's say, after chemo, did you wait so many hours? Was there a little bit of a protocol that you did with that?
48 hours.
48 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So in those 48 hours, you wouldn't have immunity, Siaga?
No.
Nothing.
All the medical, anyone in the cancer care, anyone that you met, they all said the same thing. Make sure you drink lots of water. They were pushing the water, like, because they want you to flush the toxin as soon as you can.
There was a little bit of different protocol with surgery, and I know that you were talking about lactoferrin. I definitely did more lactoferrin after surgery, but I also did the liver support to flush the toxins, because you get a little, it affects your brain, the anesthesia. Go ahead.
Now that you mention it, Barbara, I remember vividly, I wasn't doing much to detox my liver up to the point where I got another type of chemo, which was awful. I could, from my own self, from my mouth, I could taste and smell how bad it was. And then I got onto the liver detox heavily, and within 3 days, my liver was detoxing very nicely.
So you could get it through you and get it out, basically.
Right. Oh yeah, the second batch of chemo was horrid, and the liver detox worked wonderfully. It took about 3 days.
Now, you also had an oral chemo. Did you do that, the same protocol, the 48 hours, or how do you...
No, my chemo was injected through a port.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you did for surgery that you recall that was different? I mean, I'm just saying this. I'm asking you, and I know what I... You know, we had the palm mat,
yeah.
We had... the blanket, we had the pad, we had all this stuff in the hospital room. So I just want you to ad lib for me, fill in the blanks, help somebody. They were going in for surgery.
The air traveler, the water system, the comforter, the travel pad. Yeah.
I had the travel blanket and the pillow. What else?
We had the water.
The pad. But I remember vividly using the travel blanket just about every day. Rock myself first thing in the morning because I'd get so anxious. And the far infrared just calms your body.
Yes. Well, we had long johns back then, and I made this little... It was like a bath coat for the hospital. I cut the sleeves, and it just opened up, so they could do the IVs and all that. And I cut it down the front, and I put this little Velcro, and I don't sew well, so I did black on white. It just was the silliest looking thing. And I lived in that thing for, at least, because I had a double mastectomy, for at least 6 weeks, maybe longer. It was just so cocooning and so wonderful feeling. So when I sent it to Ramon, I said, don't judge this thing, don't look at it, don't whatever. You will love it. She had to modify it and clean it up and sew it correctly, but you did live in it, didn't you, Ramon?
I sure did, yeah. She sent me the gift of love. She has that plus a leftover. It was like a little wrapper, you know. You had no breath, so it was just a wrapper around your chest. And some good chocolate, some healthy stuff, and a card. I was literally crying. I'm saying, this woman is unbelievable. Look at the beast she's all the way from Florida to Winnipeg.
And then you also, I remember you guys both used a little sample far infrared comforter. Now, what they were talking about, Barbara was talking about those far infrared long underwear. So today you probably have to make your own far infrared jacket out of like the travel pad because it's thin. So that could work.
And the long piece was about, I'd say, 6 inches wide. And it wrapped around your body like
a halter top.
1.5. Yeah, like a halter top, 1.5. And I had 3 or 2 little strips of Velcro to kind of, a back belt, but all far infrared.
Yeah. Linda, you're mentioning the, this was like, I don't know, I guess it's like 12-inch by 14-inch far infrared, a little pad. You also gifted me that. And that I used under my arm practically every night after surgery.
Mm-hmm. Because that's there's always... a sample comforter.
Yeah, there's always this discomfort. And I put that under my arm, and within 10 minutes, I had no pain. I could see there was nothing. I mean, it was
that's
like,
where they took some of the lymph nodes out, correct? Under
Yeah. It was just sensitive. It wasn't really painful. It was sensitive, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
You always be thinking of taking a painkiller or something, and I'm saying, no, I'm not taking anything.
Yeah. Well, you guys are both absolutely amazing. Go ahead.
To this day, I still have that little pad. I have it here under my pillow just in case at any time if I have any. It follows me everywhere. So...
We got our tools, and we use them every day, and we never, ever want to be without them. We're so grateful to Nikan for gifting us with all these technologies that we can use all the time. So I want to thank both of you for your input, and I will send out this recording with some of the things that I just shared in writing, and we'll conclude this call.